Time to recap Randall County Commissioners, a meeting from Monday morning, the final meeting for the month of March. Hard to believe that. County Commissioner Ted Gantz is here. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Rich. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Doing great. A busy week once again for you with the weather and everything following that. And
Yeah. It's never a dull day, is it? Never a dull day. Apparently, we haven't reached spring yet fully here. I'm guessing that one of these days this snow is going to be finished up and we'll hop right into spring and sunshine, hopefully.
It will. It'll happen. Hard to believe it's final meeting for the month of March. Going to get April going here pretty soon, and kind of a little active yesterday for the meeting. A lot discussed, wasn't it?
A lot discussed, yes, sir, for sure.
We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
Nobody available for citizens' comments.
Review miscellaneous accounts payable payroll claims. That happens every meeting, I should say.
It does. We approved accounts payable in the amount of $106,827.20, and then also just payroll for the employees.
All right. You had a visit from Larry Palin, I guess, via phone with NERMA, is that right?
That's NERMA, yep. It stands for Nebraska Intergovernmental Risk Management Association. Essentially, he called in regards to our property and casualty insurance that we're bidding on April 10th, opening bids. He just wanted to get in touch with the board and see if we had any questions and what NERMA can offer. NERMA essentially, 83 of the 93 counties in Nebraska are enrolled in it and use it for their property and casualty insurance. So we just went over some stuff with Larry and he said that they would be there. They would submit a bid then on April 10th for that work there for the county.
Had a visit from Brett Warren, 2020 Technologies, on a GPS for road crews.
Yeah, Brett Warren and Phil Corey from Viero joined us yesterday and gave us some information on GPSing road crew and weed superintendent. Basically, we wanted to kind of look into a system to do this for a multitude of reasons. One being, if we're hearing getting complaints that roads that haven't been gone over for some time, we can go back and look and see when the last time a road had been addressed or maintenanced. We also doing it for safety reasons for our employees. Obviously, if we have an employee out in the county and we don't know, if we can't get a hold of them for health concerns, we can find them for safety reasons there. And really, it's really not nothing really uncommon. I mean, it's kind of the way of the world anymore, Rich. State Patrol's GPS, UPS is GPS, Acres Equipment's GPS. And there's other counties that are doing it too. But it's a way that you can also know where your employees are during snow emergencies and that sort of thing. So it's just a good system. But we haven't found the system that fits our need as of right now, so we tabled the matter, and we'll probably be back and revisit that again sometime in the near future.
Wow, GPS has saved us many, many times.
It is, and it's and I know a lot of people get upset over it and it's one of those things that there's a lot of facets that it's beneficial for.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Oh
absolutely.
My gosh,
yes,
we
sir.
Have used it on vacations before. It saved our butt many times.
Yeah, absolutely, you betcha, you betcha.
You had a visit from County Attorney Paul Wood on executive session, potential litigation. Really can't discuss any of that.
We can't discuss much on that, yes, sir.
Executive session to discuss applications for full-time truck driver position.
Yeah. We went through the applications and we found, at least for the full-time truck driver position, we picked out three applications and we've set up interviews for those three individuals for next Monday.
All right, so next Monday and shortly thereafter that, you'll select one, right?
Yep, because we kind of have a potential hire date for April 16th. So even though we're running into some hiccups, I got a phone call on the trailer that they're waiting on parts, and so they pushed us back another 3 weeks. So always something.
3 weeks.
Oh. 3 weeks, I know. That's what I'm thinking, too. So we'll find a way, though. We'll get it done.
Move on, right in the consent agenda, and starting with the approval and minutes from the previous board meetings. Had a couple of items there.
Yep. On the consent agenda, we just approve the minutes, like you say, from previous Board of Commissioners meeting. Also approve the accounts payable, which we kind of talked about earlier. And then authorize chairman's signature on amendment number one to medical and dental plan. We just pulled that item from the consent agenda because the item was dated back in June of 2022. And with us being so close to rebidding the health insurance, I didn't want to make any changes to the current plan. So we just pulled that item from the agenda for now. But we can always revisit that as well, too. So
a couple of correspondence.
MEDC had their annual report, and they have a meeting coming up here where they're gonna make some changes, or at least for their directors, and then also, board members, and then also some of their bylaws. And so we got that information from them. And then the Nebraska Department of Natural Resources, they just gave us some paperwork on dam inspections. So each commissioner actually has it. Well, we have more than one, but they're doing the ones they're doing inspections on. Mm-hmm. We got a report on those and just letting us know that, hey, we're going to be out doing these inspections. So don't chase us off. So so we just correspondence and then the monthly report, sheriff's monthly revenue report. That's just what Kevin's office took in for the month there. And so, yeah.
All right. So fairly... A lot of interesting items, but it went pretty quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, pretty quick. Yep. I think we adjourned, I adjourned about 10:40, I believe. So
okay.
Still, fairly long meeting. But
County Commissioners, we'll meet coming up in the month of April. You'll have four meetings, four Mondays again?
Yes.
For the most part.
Yep.
And public always invited to come on by and sit in at 9 o'clock, aren't they?
Yep, absolutely. Come on by and sit down and visit with us if you'd like. Everybody's welcome.
All right. Keep up the good work, sir. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Rich.